Morning, everyone. I want to take a verse I heard from, or David read last week that he kind of preached on. Kind of been thinking about the subject for a while, but this verse kind of gave a heading for it. It was John 13, verse 3. The part I kind of was just really thinking about was Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God, and he was going back to God. That's kind of the part I was wanting to focus on, that he had come forth from God, and was going back to God. And that kind of went along with what I've been thinking about for a while, is mercy. God's mercy to us, you know. We came forth from God, and in his mercy, he allows us to live our daily lives, allows us to see his goodness and his mercies to us. And it just, I just was really kind of impressed with that thought. And then I also wanted to turn to Ephesians 2, verse 4. And it actually talks about mercy. But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. I was just thinking about all that this morning, kind of going reading all some of this stuff, and it just, God in his mercy showed us a way for us to live, to go back to him. We should live our lives every day in his mercy to be able to see those things. And I was actually just thinking, the boys were talking about freedom. You know, God in his mercy allowed us the freedom to do that, to, if we choose to do that. And it's a choice we make every day to live for him. And, you know, it kind of went along when I was thinking too, you know, God in his mercy forgave us for what we've done, or what we could have done, or where we could have been. But God in his mercy allowed us to be here. And he forgave us. And that, I got to thinking about the parable of the servant that owed his master lots of money. There was no way he could repay the debt, it said. But his master, when he realized that he couldn't pay him, the servant begged for mercy, and the master, feeling compassionate, forgave him all. And the man went out, and the very next minute, walked out the doors of his master's chamber, and walked out there and seen another servant that owed him money, and he had the audacity to grab him by the throat and make him try to pay, and he couldn't, and he begged for mercy, and he wouldn't give him mercy, and he had him thrown in prison till he repaid the debt. And I thought, you know, we can be like that sometimes, maybe not quite to that extent, but, you know, God forgave us so much and continues to forgive us when we make mistakes. But, I mean, how often does somebody just in our day-to-day life, our brother, our sister, family members, we feel like they've wronged us, but really they probably haven't actually wronged us. We just feel like we've been wronged, maybe because we've been too proud to accept that, or to think that maybe, we're just too proud to think, well, maybe I was the one in the wrong, but we think they wronged us, and so we, you know, but where's the mercy in allowing humans to be humans, or people to be people, to make mistakes against us and not be worried about it? You know, like Jesus said, turn the other cheek, forgive and forget. Like, it just, there's just a lot of thought there, I guess, but, you know, it's just mercy. I mean, God gave us so much mercy. Can we not give a little bit of that to someone else? But that's about all I had, I guess, this morning. But do we have any prayer requests this morning? Would you like to pray for somebody? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we want to thank you for all your many blessings, for keeping us safe as we travel and go about our day-to-day life, and allowing us to gather here this morning to worship you and hear your words. Help us to apply it to our lives. And just help us to be mindful of you and be with those that are traveling right now or not here, or brethren around the world. Just keep us all in your care. Be with the ones that are sick. Just lay your healing hand on them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.